Charlie's and Memo's podcast.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Memo.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Did you have a good day?
Yeah.
What time is it now?
Bedtime.
What do we do at bedtime?
Do a story on your phone.
I do a story on my phone. And what should the story be about tonight?
A green rabbit.
A green rabbit?
Yeah.
Okay, shall I get started? Or do you want to get started? Me. You get started.
Once upon a time, there was a green rabbit in a cottage that was in the grass by a tree. And he ate breakfast and he poured his... And he put his chili in his cup of tea. And he put his milk on his toast.
He put chili in a cup of tea. Oh, and he went, ah, no. It's spicy, spicy, spicy on my tongue. Ah, chili's really spicy.
And he drank some water.
He drank some water. And you know what really works with chili?
No.
Do you want to know? Yogurt. Chili's really, really hot, and what really helps is yogurt. So the green rabbit went into his big rabbit fridge. It was shaped like a rabbit. And he pulled out a big tub of yogurt. And he took the yogurt. He took the yogurt and he went splash, just put it all over his face to stop this chili from hurting.
That's brilliant.
And then what did he do after that?
He sit down and have his milk toast.
He had his milk toast?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden... Who's that knocking on the door?
Is it maybe a wolf?
Is it a wolf? Oh no! A big wolf appeared by the window. And the wolf all... Who's that? Said the little green rabbit. It's... The wolf, I've come to have breakfast with you. What did the rabbit say?
No, you can't come in.
But I'm hungry and I want to have breakfast.
But don't eat me up.
I will not eat you up. I'm a nice wolf, I promise.
Then you can come in.
How very kind, Mr. Green Rabbit. And so the wolf came in and he sat down. And started eating all the toast. So Green Rabbit was a bit disappointed. He was a bit sad. What did he do?
He said, don't eat any of my toast because I made it for myself.
Oh, well, I didn't know that, said the wolf. You didn't have told me. What should we do now? And actually, I'm still hungry. Maybe I should eat you as well. No, said the green rabbit, don't eat me, don't eat me. You said you wouldn't eat me, you can't eat me now, no. And then what?
You keep reading.
You want me to keep telling the story? Yeah. Do you want it to be a funny story or a scary story?
A funny story.
A funny story. Okay, so green rabbit said, no, don't eat me now. I know. Oh, you can eat the sofa. And the wolf said, okay, I'll eat the sofa. And the wolf ate the sofa. Oh, and I'm still hungry now, said the wolf. Oh, okay, well, still don't eat me. You can eat the lampshade. So, the wolf ate the lampshade. Oh, but I'm still hungry, said the wolf. Okay, you can eat the teapot. And the wolf was still hungry. So the little rabbit had a great idea. Do you know what he did? No? Well, he picked up the tail of the wolf. You know, wolves have tails.
Yeah.
So he picked up the tail and he gave it to the wolf. I said, you can eat that if you want, Mr. Wolf. And the wolf took a big bite with his big mouth. Schleck. Onto his own tail. And he went, ow, 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 ow. And he ran out. It was so painful for the wolf. He was so scared. He thought, someone bit me, someone bit me, someone bit me. And he ran all the way to his house. And he never, ever bothered the little green rabbit. The end.